This is the Rich Eisen Show. Get ready. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Cowboys have a better quarterback.
You're trolling. How many MVPs has that guy won? Rodgers had an off year for an MVP quarterback.
I'll take the 30-year-old guy over the 40-year-old guy.
Oh, really? Would you have said that when Brady was there?
Earlier on the show, host of Nothing Personal Podcast, David Sampson, editorial director of No Laying Up, Kevin Van Valkenburg. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. David Sampson, we talked with the former Marlins executive about the All-Star game last night, and what would a trade for Ohtani look like? What are the Angels thinking? What might Ohtani's agent be up to? Fascinating conversation in hour number one. In hour number two, we spoke to Kevin Van Valkenburg of the golf website and podcast media center, if you will, No Laying Up. And he interpreted for us everything that went down on Capitol Hill yesterday between United States senators of both parties and the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour and all that conversation. If you missed it, don't worry. At the end of this hour, we re-air on the Roku channel every single day. It's free. On all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TVs. It's free on Amazon Fire TV, free on the Roku app because the Roku channel's on it, the RokuChannel.com as well. There's our podcast, our YouTube page. You can't miss this is basically what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. In this hour, we'll talk about the Jets being selected, as Adam Schefter referred to it, for Hard Knocks. Sound like that they were forced to do it, but we'll discuss it. I have my top five. I have a top five list of the top five things I want to see the most on a Jets edition of Hard Knocks. It's coming up on HBO later on this summer. We also had a great conversation because, again, what are we talking about today? And certainly because we're seeing Wimbledon and what a nice run we saw Christopher Eubanks make almost all the way into the semifinals.
So close.
But Daniil Medvedev turned that carriage into a pumpkin pretty darn quick in the fourth and fifth sets. But at any rate, I was just talking about on this day, could I get a single point off of Carlos Alcaraz? And Del Tufo, our audio executive, Mike Del Tufo, famous for lighting the lamp on a hat trick and a single shift back in Livingston, New Jersey, when you were a high school hockey player?
JV.
JV,
yes.
Hockey? Yeah, JV, not even the varsity. Probably causing some poor goalie to retire on the spot at age 15.
I retired that year too.
Very good. I can't stop this Del Tufo guy from scoring on me on a single shift like that.
He's done.
Guess I'll become an attorney.
Anyway, the world needs ditch jiggers too. At any rate, he said you could score a goal off of an NHL goalie in a play in a one-on-one shootout situation. You've already backed off that. I'm wondering, however, could I'm thinking what round game three, second set, down two games to none, down 0-2, right? Love two, whatever. I might be able to time up one of his serves at that point in time. By that point in time. And we're actually going to get an expert opinion on this because this man he doesn't just know my tennis game intimately. He's honed it. Mm-hmm. He's honing it into the game that it is today. My tennis coach and a man who, is an ATP tennis. I don't know actually his whole history with ATP tennis, but Kelly Gullett is here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to ask you this question point blank, and I need a straight up answer. Could I get a point, a single point? And it's not, I'm not counting double faults because I might be able to intimidate the number one tennis player in the world.
You should count that.
No, I'm not counting it. I would have to get a point off of Carlos Alcaraz. Could I do it, Kelly? Yes or no?
So is this like he's not about to pass out or retire from heat exhaustion?
Correct.
He's okay.
At top of his game.
top of his game. Wow. Okay. I hope Susie isn't mad at me if she hears this, but absolutely not.
Well, actually, she's probably in full-throated support of what you just said, Kelly, as you know.
I do know, yes. So, Susie is probably like just shaking her head right now. It's like, Rich, I can't believe you asked him that question.
But Kelly, seriously, like, you don't think like second set, he's aced me about 50 straight times, right?
No.
I can't even time one up.
Sorry.
No? Really?
No. I'm sorry to crush your hopes and dreams, Rich Eisen, on your show, but absolutely no way.
Okay. By the way, we have a great headshot of you up. It's your blue steel headshot, this Kelly. That's what I got.
Oh, God. Yeah. You had to go there, huh,
We
Rich?
Did. Well, it's high res, and you're a handsome man. But seriously.
Thank you.
So, like, what if he serves one, goes off the top of the net, doesn't land in the service box, and he's on a second serve now, okay? He's on a second serve now.
He's a little tight because he's facing you. I could see that happening, Rich.
Okay. So would it be better for me to tee up, to, you know, time up a first or a second serve? What do you got? Something.
I'm saying second serve. I think you could catch him with the pace of your second, or just the slowness of the pace. He might overhit that.
So you don't think one serve I would be able to return off of Carlos Alcaraz? Not one single serve at all.
I mean, in all honesty, these guys are hitting at such a high level.
Yes,
floating off of their strings, off the ground. It's a completely different ball than most people will ever see in their life, and they don't realize just the action that's coming off of it towards them. It's really remarkable what those guys are doing in today's game.
Okay. All right.
Kelly, real quick.
Sorry, Rich. I hope you still want to do tennis with me.
Of course, Kelly. Come on, man. I've got to get to the level where I could return one Alcaraz serve. You know, maybe.
Kelly, Chris Brockman, we've never met. Let's take our minds to a place where Rich could possibly return something and win a point, okay? What would be his best game strategy? Would it be to sit back on the baseline and try to hit with them, or more of a serve and volley?
Oh, God.
Try to make Alcaraz, like, why is this guy rushing the net? And then he hits it wide or something.
What
would be Rich's best strategy?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but Rich is actually pretty athletic on the tennis court when he wants to be.
Wow. Scouting report.
Wait, it's a want
scouting
to.
Report.
Kelly, it's a want to. Really?
Wants to. I love that. Now, is he confusing tennis court with pickleball court? Or these...
No, stop.
No, okay. No. I mean, I think this could be a future charity fundraiser event for you, Mr. Eisen.
When I want to be. Yeah, sometimes it's a foot movement thing, but it's a disconnect. It's a disconnect between heart and can. I agree.
I think if Rich hits that big serve out wide in the deuce court, catches Alcaraz a little off guard, and comes to the net, puts the volley away, there's your point right there. Rich Eisen for the win.
Kelly Gullett, everybody. All right, Kelly, I'll see you on the court when
thank you, Rich.
All right, take care, Kelly. Well, that's Kelly Gullett, my tennis coach.
That's tremendous. Okay. So there is, you know, Slim and None, Dumb and Dumber. There is a small
it's a dumb and dumber
possibility for you in this. That was great.
Nate in Colorado will take your call. What's up, Nate? What's going on?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How is everyone?
What's going on, Nate?
While I was on hold, I did come up with a day for you. You need to have a Del Tufo day where you can just walk around and spout out the most outlandish thing you can think. There's no consequences to it. So
seems like that's every day.
Nate,
that's every day to me.
Your tennis coach burst your bubble.
That's okay. I knew that would be his answer because, again, he used to play on the tour, and when he wants to just hit the ball past me and dot a corner and leave me flat-footed about 3 feet away from the ball because my feet don't move laterally very well, or, you know, as you've seen, maybe running straightforward as well.
Well, as he was describing it, all I could think was the scene out of Mr. Deeds. But
that's it. I like it. Look at you bringing the heat, Nate. So what do you think?
Well, Rich, I hate to burst your bubble again, but I have a son that plays professionally in Germany, basketball in Europe.
Okay.
And I played college basketball, and I can play against him. I can't even put the ball on the deck. They say there's no defense left in basketball anymore. When those guys don't want to let you go somewhere, they'll put you where you want to be.
So you think a defense sags, I can't get a shot off. Not a single shot ever.
He's 6'8". He better sag back about 10 feet. Otherwise, he's going to get it from you.
Wow.
Nate in Colorado, thanks for the call.
Thanks, brother.
A lot of bubbles bursting.
Man. I mean, I tried to tell you guys. But...
And you're the most confident one with a basketball in your hand.
Yeah.
Not even a shot up. By the way, in case anyone know, you know, if you've been listening for from the second hour to the third, I did call Kelly in the commercial break, told him why we wanted him on. You guys overheard
he immediately started laughing.
He started laughing.
And then you were like, okay, say
stop.
No more. We'll call
say
you
no
back.
More. We'll call
you
in 5 minutes. Immediately started laughing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we tried.
Nick in Orange County, California will take your phone call. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I just want to say I think Del Tufo's definitely got a better shot because those pro tennis players, they're serving at like 130 miles an hour, Rich. I don't see you serving that back at all.
Yeah, but I think he's got to skate and deke out an NHL goalie and try and wrist one past because I don't think you're going to deke. I think Del Tufo, you're going to have to approach – make a slight move and then wrist shot, top shelf, you know, biscuit and basket. That's going to be your only opportunity, I think.
I think he'd be moving so slow that the goalie wouldn't expect it. He'd over try to block it. And it would just kind of flutter in.
Boom. See?
See, I'm Nick? Taking L's right now, man. Okay. What else is on your mind, Nick? Anything?
I'm from Orange County, so I'm a diehard Angels fan. And I would much rather see Art not trade him and enjoy what I can have left of his greatness and have him have another MVP season with the Angels for the possible slight chance that maybe when he goes into the Hall of Fame, because he's going in, that he would go on with an A on his plaque just like Vlad.
Well, you could buy that, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, didn't Boggs go in with a Tampa Bay logo on his hat? Isn't that what he is on?
Yeah, really?
Didn't he do that? I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know, though, man. I mean, you speak. This is a national radio show, as you know. You know, we're on the Mightier 1090. It's the original Rich Eisen Show radio affiliate. And we're thrilled to be on, you know, coast to coast, but all over California because of that signal. Give voice to it. Like, what does an Angel fan really think of watching all this stuff? You really just want to sit him, you know, and play out a string and, you know, bask in his MVP trophy and then maybe watch him walk for nothing? Really? You'd be fine with that?
After all the years of Art owning the team, until he sells, I don't see us ever going anywhere. It's sad that he's wasted 6 years of Ohtani and Trout's career, and it's going to suck seeing Ohtani go to the Dodgers or the Padres because he wants to stay to the West Coast. He probably wants to be closer to Japan, trying to make that flight from the East Coast. I doubt it. But my only hope for that the team to truly get better is actually enjoying Ohtani for what it is and seeing him go live his greatness somewhere else. Because, I mean, that's the respect I have for him. And if Art's ever going to sell, I would think it would be next year after getting every single dime he can out of Ohtani. Because I was at a game when he pitched, and I sit in right field. I sit in what they call Troutland.
Okay.
And seeing his sweeping curve is the most unreal thing on the planet. I mean, no one could touch it. He threw for another 12 Ks that day or night, and it's unreal. And that night, the stadium was packed. I was there for that July 1st game for the Diamondbacks, and the parking lot was so full. We were all the way in the back. The stadium was completely full. And, you know, when Ohtani came over, all of a sudden we started having sponsors from Japan. And wherever Ohtani goes, I think those sponsors are going to follow, and I think they're going to leave Anaheim. And even when he played down the Padres the other day, all of a sudden there's Japanese advertisements behind home plate that you're seeing on live TV because he's playing there. That's how much of a fan base he has from Japan. We saw it in the World Classic as well. And if Art's going to sell, it's going to be Ohtani saying, hey, I want to go play somewhere else. You know, I think he does love the Angels and love the players and the team and the area. but he wants to go win a championship. And if he leaves, I think those sponsors and everything's going to go with him. And I think Art's going to see that the all that extra money is gone, and he's going to be like, all right, I got every dime I could out of it. I guess I'll sell now. Because he wanted to last year.
And then reverse course. Nick, greatly appreciate your full-throated, full-hearted answer there to tell a national audience what it sounds like as an Angel fan to maybe lose Ohtani. And it was so, heartfelt that I'm going to overlook you think Del Tufo could score on an NHL goalie more than me getting a point off of Carlos Alcaraz. I'm gonna just place that aside, Nick. Thank you for the call. Hey, yeah, and because you know, we're basically accusing Angels fans don't make it seem like it's a festival when he pitches. Well, there you go. Oof. July 1st against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Place was full.
The Yankees are here next week. And when they come, he's playing one of those games.
In Anaheim?
That stadium, yeah. That stadium is going to be insane.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. But he's playing out of string here if he's staying. I am sorry, unless some of these kids that they have, and Ohtani just puts it on his back and they start winning 7 of 9 and 8 of 10 and 9 of 12 without Trout. And they're in the wild card mix, right? They're 5 out of the wild card right now. Without Trout and his national stage, we're all talking about Seattle fans saying, come to Seattle. They're chanting it.
Mm-hmm. Rich, getting back to what Chris said yesterday about Hall of Fame stuff, I'm watching the All-Star game yesterday, and it did hit me. Like the caller just said, for 6 years, you've had two Hall of Fame players, arguably maybe the two greatest
players. One protecting the other in the lineup.
And you have nothing to show for it. That would be like if LeBron and Steph Curry played on the same team and didn't even make it to an NBA Finals. That's the type of talent level you're talking about. So I can understand if you're an Angels fan, you are frustrated. And I can remember, with DeMarcus Ware was my favorite Cowboy for years. And I can remember at one point going, man, I hope he gets out of here and is able to win a championship because it's not going to happen. And then he went to Denver and he won, and I was so happy.
What about my guy Don Mattingly?
Yeah.
Finally got to see him in a playoff game.
And then
he homered, and then that was it. And then the Yankees win 4 of the next 5 World Series.
Yeah, let him the next year. Just the timing. So
with
bad.
Tino Martinez at first.
It's
a killer for Yankee fans. Almost as much as seeing star insurance on a Yankee uniform. Like Steinbrenner is out there on River Avenue with a friggin' cup in his hand.
Shake with your mama.
We had David Sampson on before, former Marlin executive, and he's like, the Yankees are doing it because they can, and it's also one of the revenue streams that doesn't have to be shared with anybody else. This is theirs. And I don't know, how much is it, Hal? How much money is it?
So Darren Revelle
is... What is the amount of money that has it, allows for an insurance company to slap their logo on the most famous pinstripe, with all due respect to teams that wear pinstripes, uniforms on planet Earth, and the away grays that are... world famous, still for today, one of the few uniforms that doesn't have a name on the back. It's just the New York on the front, and now the Star Industries on the side. How much?
Darren Revelle, who covers all this, sports business reporter, obviously, he said a $25 million a year for the Yankees on this. Told there were higher offers, according to his sources, but the Yankees were concerned about the right fit.
Right fit? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Star Industries is a right fit. By the way, 2 stars. It's not with a Z, which I believe you can see right here on Roku.
It's not Kenneth Starr.
That's not the star, right?
I don't think so.
What's the right fit? I don't understand what the right fit.
Well, it depends on who the corporation is. Well,
I understand that, but so in...
Like Nathan's Hot Dogs isn't going to
You know, yeah, it's, well, it's not Chico Bail Bonds. I understand that. I get it. But $25 million a year.
I mean,
$25 million a year will allow them to maybe go over the luxury tax. All I want is, if you're going to spend that money, let's get somebody who can put the ball in play and stay off the injured list. How about that? You know, like, let's diversify the lineup if you're going to diversify your portfolio.
Well, Rich,
and I understand. I'm like, hey, sign Judge. And now I'm upset that the team is going to start throwing Star Industries on the side. But they, you know, this is the richest franchise maybe in North American sports. And I know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the Cowboys.
You sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys are one.
Cowboys might be one. I get it.
Might be.
Let's see if the Yankees put themselves up for sale, what they'd get.
Oh, be like.
What the hell? Star Industries.
Would you rather buy the Cowboys or the Yankees?
Ooh. Well, I mean, that's personal for me. So I would absolutely buy the New York Yankees. Are you kidding me? Hey, if I'm getting a point off of Carlos Alcaraz, I'm buying the Yankees.
Well, you deserve it.
I mean, that's on my best of all worlds list.
Best of
would you hire me for the to work for the Yankees?
Hell no. A Manchurian general manager?
Well,
get out of here.
I technically already do, so I already
work. And plus, the job's not available. Brian Cashman has it for life. He's a Supreme Court justice.
And that's why you haven't won. It's 09.
Look, the guy...
He was good for a minute.
Good for a minute. He was great.
He's good for a minute.
Get out of here. Good.
Great.
But I mean...
So was my marriage, Rich.
To look at this team and say, I don't have a left fielder. I heard it. I don't have a left fielder, but we're cool without a left fielder. I'm good with this. Josh Donaldson, let's run it back with him. And now I'm seeing Star Industries on the side. Insurance, pardon me. Vandalay. Say Vandalay. And you want to be my baseball team. Star Insurance on the side of a Yankee uniform.
Is Star Insurance import or export? Which one would you think?
And I'm sure if you read what they are on their website, it's probably some conglomerate world. It'll sound and look like, I bet you their website looks like it would be the one on Michael Clayton.
Reading the industry since 1919.
There you go. What have they been doing since 1919?
From our origins as the first American-owned insurance agency in Shanghai in 1919. To our current presence across six continents.
There you go.
Star Insurance Companies has grown into an industry powerhouse.
So
they're an American company. 19, and they were
insuring the Dutton Ranch. That's how American they are.
The Dutton Ranch.
That's possible.
Okay. Just win a game. I just want them to win games. Yeah. String them together. Let's.
Rich, are you using one of your toes? You can just donate them to.
What do you mean?
To Aaron Judge. Yeah.
Apparently, no. Apparently, he's coming back. We'll get him back. Yeah.
Like on Friday?
Before the hammock bone guy comes back.
Interesting.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Jets are on Hard Knocks, everybody. Speaking of New York teams that are near and dear to my heart.
We called that yesterday, though.
Oh, baby.
We've been calling that.
I got a top five list. Top five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Most exciting things I want to see.
I can't wait
on a Jets edition of Hard Knocks.
I cannot wait for this.
And then more of your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Back here on the program, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We will take your phone calls. We're having a fun day today talking about things that we think we can do for even just a split second against professional athletes in professional settings. And every single time, we're having our bubbles burst. I could get a point off of Carlos Alcaraz. I don't care what my own tennis coach called in to say. I don't care.
Well, you have to believe it. That's the first step.
Hey, I remember when I told Stuart Scott, I'm like, you know, you're going off to try and make the Jets. You know, you went off to training camp. You're going to try to make the Jets. He's like,
believe it.
You have to believe it.
I can feel it.
Stuart's name will be invoked many times tonight here in Los Angeles, California. It's the ESPY night tonight, right?
Yeah.
There's no hosts because there's no writers, right? And the actors may strike in the middle of it.
Correct.
Pretty much.
There's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening in Los Angeles these days. Or soon, maybe not happening in this town.
Hey, Robert Kraft is on the Hall of Fame semifinal list.
Is he really?
Ooh. He is.
Well, who else is on the Hall of Fame semifinal
list? Full list of semifinalists. Stand by.
Oh.
I just saw the Robert Kraft thing, so I clicked on.
Well, he's getting, you know, if he gets the finalists, that'll be.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Anderson, Otis Anderson, Carl Banks, Maxie Bond, Larry Brown, Mark Clayton.
Well, any other contributors, though? Because that's the one, that's who Robert Kraft would be.
Let's see. Yeah, 29 semifinalists for the contributor list.
Oh, boy.
So there's a lot. Bud Adams, Rune Arledge, Tom Coughlin, Mike Holmgren, Bob Kraft, Rich McKay, Virginia McCaskey, Art Modell, Art Rooney Jr., Dan Reeves,
Rooney.
Marty Schottenheimer. I'm leaving out a bunch.
Rune Arledge.
How's Rune Arledge not in already?
Well, I mean, but as a bust in the room, that's a different story, pal. You know, I'm sure he got the Roselle Award or whatever for media, but a bust in a room. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. The desk is furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. When you are a team that has a certain level of fascination surrounding it in the National Football League, and you are eligible for Hard Knocks, meaning under the new rules of engagement set forth by the NFL years ago when teams began to view Hard Knocks as a distraction, as a detract, not just distraction, but it will detract from your ability to win. If you are eligible for Hard Knocks, it means you stink, that you haven't been on it because you're not fascinating enough, and you got to be on it because you haven't won enough, leaving you eligible to be, as Adam Schefter put it today, selected for Hard Knocks. It has been clear, it has been made clear from Florham Park, New Jersey, where the Jets have their home base. They want no part of it.
They've wanted no part of it. But they have been selected to serve as this year's team on the HBO hit series that fans love to watch, Hard Knocks, and the Jets report to training camp a week from today. And it's going to be rolling. And all I'm just saying to the Jets is, I know you got a potential holdout in Quinnen Williams. I know you got your quarterback that you want to keep under bubble wrap and maybe away from the glare or whatever. And Zach, I understand Wilson? That you're putting it all together. Zach Wilson, sure, you can be funny all you want. But the Patriots aren't being asked to be on
not
here.
Not eligible.
They're not eligible. I understand. I understand. But when you go out and make the splashiest splash of the non-playing season, Woody Johnson wanted to make a splash. He wanted to go and get a big-time quarterback. He made that plainly obvious as soon as the calendar hit 2023, and they went ahead and did it. You're going to get the spotlight and the glare, and you might as well soak it in. You might as well soak it in. Last time the Jets were on Hard Knocks, it was when Rex Ryan was their coach.
To get a snack.
Yeah. And they were fascinating, and guess what happened?
They made the playoffs, right?
Made the playoffs. They damn near made the Super Bowl. So the Jets have overcome this, if you will, distraction or obstacle before. Now, obviously, it helped to have a coach who welcomed it and loved it and used it and, you know, maybe even basked in it. That's not Robert Saleh. But I think the sooner they embrace it, and it now that it is what it is, and you can only control what you can control, they should call up Mike Mayock, who absolutely cleansed the Raiders' Hard Knocks in the Antonio Brown year with the helmet and the feet and all that sort of craziness. So I'm excited. I think they should just look forward to it and just get into
it. Embrace it.
And embrace it. And in terms of being excited about the Jets being on Hard Knocks, I need NFL Films music.
Let's go.
Or thank you very much for, I know you love
the sprinkler
noise.
I just brought the sprinklers in for you. For
especially since people on the radio are like wondering, what is that noise? Is that a bug hitting my windshield? But at any rate, here are the top five things I want to see on the Jets Hard Knocks. Some of this comes from being a 54-year-old cheerleader for the team, right? And in that respect, number five on this list is, I just want to see Quinnen Williams in uniform. I want to see it. Because the Hard Knocks back in the day, the Jets know it. Remember, Darrell Revis was holding out.
Yeah. And that, episode two or whatever.
That is, what's the word for it? That sucked. I want to see Quinnen in uniform. I don't care what he's doing. I don't care if he doesn't practice. I don't care what he's doing. I just want to see him in uniform because that means they gave him the contract that he's happy with. And I think the Jets will. You remember we had Robert Saleh on during the spring, and he wasn't concerned about that at all. I want to see Quinnen Williams in uniform. And then another thing, number four, another simple one, I want to see Mekhi Becton working out. Yeah. And that works in two different ways. I want to see him working out to see how he is faring from his incessant injury bug that's bitten him ever since the Jets chose him out of Louisville in the first round. And I also want to see him working out figuratively. I want to see it working out for him. Now, that also plays into the ultimate question about the hopes and dreams of the 2023 New York Jets. Yes, Rodgers and all the rest of it. If he's not protected, this thing's going down the tubes real fast. So I need to see how this offensive line looks. And obviously, Dwayne Brown is the left tackle. One would think that there is a competition that I think Dwayne Brown will win. Where does Becton land? Is he going to be a right tackle? Do we have Dwayne Brown on the left and Becton on the right? What does this look like? I need to see Elijah Vera Tucker coming back from injury. Because if this line is really good and working out, the knocks won't be too damn hard for the Jets. It'll be hard knocks for the rest of the National Football League. Number three. I need to see Breece Hall's knee. I got to see that too.
You want the MRIs? I want it all. Everything?
I want to see it all. And I want to see Breece Hall looking like Breece Hall. And I know the Jets will probably hide Breece Hall. They don't want to show his knee. They want to talk, like, they want him to come fresh out of the box on that Monday night against the Buffalo Bills looking like Breece Hall and be like, oh, like that famous Big Ben gif. Like, oh, okay. I need to see his knee. Number two, on the things I want to see on the Jets hard knocks list, number two, because if things do go south, or begin to start heading in that direction, or it begins to start going sideways, I need to see how many bars does Aaron Rodgers' cell phone get in his New Jersey home. I want to know.
Brilliant!
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going Verizon. I'm going, how many, what's his reception in that house? Because I don't need to hear, I haven't heard from Joe Douglas, or Joe hasn't called. I don't want this to go in the Gutekunst bucket. I want this to be in the, you know, stay in the Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, going to the Tonys bucket. You know, Aaron Rodgers, happy-go-lucky Aaron bucket. I don't want to know, like, should have FaceTimed me because, man, that reception in Caldwell, New Jersey. I don't know. I mean, that's probably too far. You know, what's a little bit more north? Teaneck, River Edge. And that Route 4, a very nice
17.
Yeah, right around there. Yep. How's the cell reception? You got to FaceTime him to contact. I want to see it. And then the number one thing I want to see on the Jets Hard Knocks episodes on HBO, it's got to be the Gardner Show. I just want it all. I saw Sauce Gardner as Truman. It's like the Truman Show, but I want to see Sauce. That's it. I want to see Sauce Gardner like it's the Truman Show. I want 24/7, 365, Ahmad Sauce Gardner. The jeweler that he brought up, the guy from Jersey who makes his ice that he dropped his name on our draft show on NFL Network's draft coverage. I want to see him. I want to see his jeweler. I want to see everything about Sauce Gardner. All of it. Because that'll make it really entertaining. And that's my top five.
Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
All right, while we're on the subject of Jets Hard Knocks, I got one more for you.
You want to go to Fireman Ed's house?
No, I'm already talking about one quarterback's cell phone reception in his house, right? I want to see the other quarterback's phone, and I want to see what the DMs look like. Zach Wilson's DMs. That's what I want to see on the Jets Hard Knocks. Zach Wilson's direct messages. Who's sliding in? Yeah. Who's sliding out?
What age inappropriate or appropriate?
I just want to know what's in it. Thank you. I just want to see what's at. Zach Wilson's direct messages. Can we get that on Hard Knocks, please?
Yeah, I'd like to see that,
and
too.
And that's the top five things I want to see on the Jets Hard Knocks on HBO. There you go.
Yeah. Like, dun-dun-dun.
I know, I can't play them.
I mean, we all knew this was coming. What, are they going to go Commanders? Get out of here.
The Bears might have been interesting.
Really? What do you want to see? What do you want to see about the Bears?
I want to see Fields go primetime.
Very good. And then what else? And then what? See you 58 more minutes. What else?
58 more minutes?
Yeah, what else?
We're going to spend a whole episode on one of these Jets guys with someone who's going to get cut. What do you mean?
Okay.
So, I don't know, whatever. Hard Knocks does its thing.
Oh, you're following Lazard. You're following Garrett Wilson. You're following Aaron Rodgers. You're following Mekhi
Becton. They don't even want to do it.
Breece Hall, Elijah Vera Tucker, Ahmad Gardner, Nathaniel Hackett.
When are you going to do the Jets
Johnson
schedule?
Huh?
Do the Jets schedule. When are we doing that?
I don't know. I don't want you to force me into anything. I need to see how Breece Hall looks. I'm not ready to do that yet.
Post the preseason games.
Mid-August, I'll do the Jets schedule. Before the season, I promise.
Well, that's mandatory.
Well, I know. You've got to do Dallas.
Yep.
And you've got to do the Patriots.
Although
will he act like he's really a Giants fan?
No, he'll do the Rams.
I'll do the Rams for you. I'll do the Rams.
Ram jam.
I'm taking off Sundays to go to Rams games this year.
No, you're not. What a bunch of garbage. Like, you've been saying this for 3 years.
I have, actually. He's right.
You know, you'll do the Rams schedule, and I will then rank a power ranking of the games that you are most likely to sell your tickets to.
Why don't you just put all of them at number one?
No, he'll go to some. He'll go to more than Brockman.
Oh, come on.
Brockman actually beat me by one last year.
Mike doesn't go to the games.
I went to two.
Wait, you sell your tickets more than Mike? More than Chris?
Yes. Yeah, because he's off on Sundays. I can only go to night games.
You choose to work Sundays. There's a big difference.
Put up the Rams schedule real quick. I'll do this right now. Then we'll take some calls to wrap up the show.
You want to do it? I don't want you to do that just yet. Oh, you want to look?
Home for San Francisco. Their home schedule is San Francisco, Philadelphia, Arizona. Oh. I mean, you're going to... But you can't. You'll go to that because you're not going to be able to sell that.
Now you're
Colt McCoy coming in.
They got Pittsburgh coming in.
We have Pittsburgh and Philly.
Mike, that might pay for the whole season.
We might pay for the
Browns,
whole season. A couple games
too.
Yeah, we got
Saints. There are some serious fan bases. Oh, that's going to be a tough list.
Don already wants my Saints.
That's a tough list for me to figure out.
Mike, we might make two X's.
We might. Yeah, this is a big year. Parking alone.
Wow. And the Saints is a Thursday night. So you know Saints fans will be like, screw the traffic. I don't care. I got the Saints coming here to Los Angeles. Oh, yeah.
Who day? Whose house is it? Who day?
Right?
They're coming in.
We'll see if all those people didn't we get an email from a Saints fan in Temecula who thought the NFL went too woke, that they were tapping out?
Hey, yeah, guess what? They're going to that game.
Go broke. You know what they say.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You've seen those ratings have
really taken a nosedive. Yeah.
If they buy my ticket, they might be.
Told you, Chris.
844-204-RICH, number to dial on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about... how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Hey, everybody, we're back. What are you laughing about now?
You don't even want to know this one, Rich. This is one of those things.
You just leave it?
You don't even want to know. Heathens.
Don't touch it.
Leaving the break, as I would say. Left in the break, Rich.
Don't touch it.
Left in the break.
Eisen after dark, we can share it.
All right, here we go. We got odds. Where will Otani play after the deadline?
Mets.
What do you mean odds? Is this one of your little gambling sites?
Yeah, one of the little gambling sites.
Okay.
Angels, big favorite, -475. Mm-hmm. So that's bet 475 to win 100.
Okay.
Dodgers, 5-1. Mets, 6.5-1. Yankees, 8-1. Padres, Giants, Cardinals, far off.
I couldn't even imagine if the Yankees got Otani, what that would look like.
I could tell you what it would look like. Playoff disappointment.
I don't know about that.
I don't think
Garrett Cole, Otani, Rodon. Back. I mean,
Rodon.
Yeah, he's back and he actually pitched well.
Yeah.
I'm serious. So, no, Otani and Cole around Rodon, and then maybe Severino is your fourth starter. You don't think they could win a playoff series with that? It's their hitting would be the issue. Yeah.
Hitting is. I'm wondering, can you score enough runs? Hitting.
Of course, but I.
Otani will be back.
Otani protecting Judge. Right, come on.
Well, of course, Otani lefty hitting into that, you know, BS right field.
Oh, please, BS right field. There's something called Pesky's pole that literally is 5 feet in front of home plate in your stadium, and that stupid ass wall that Wade Boggs flicked his wrists and got triples and doubles off and made his way to the Hall of Fame off of. Get out of here with your ballpark nonsense.
Ballpark nonsense.
Seriously, come on.
He's got a point, though.
You got a huge porch that hangs into the outfield.
Yeah, I got it. I understand.
All right.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jose in Santa Barbara, California. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. It was just in the neck of the woods for a few days. Just beautiful. What's going on, Jose?
Richie Rich, how are you, sir?
What's going on?
Hey, I can't believe you didn't see it. Just like... the Bengals named their stadium Paycor to make money for Joe, pay Joe Stadium. That's why the Yankees are putting that insurance patch on their jersey so they could pay Otani.
Oh. Okay. Okay, Jose.
What do you think?
There's a forest. All I'm saying is there's a forest and you're spotting trees. Like a famed New York Yankee executive once did, spotting dimes. Thank you for the call, Jose. Let me just say this. I despise this patch that the Yankees are putting on their, if you will, uniform of sanctity. Their world-famous pinstripe uniform having star insurance, by the way, two R's for those scoring at home. However, if this is to pay Otani, I love this patch.
Yeah, there you go.
No. I need to amend.
You can amend. You could put a billboard.
I absolutely adore this patch. I think it's the greatest patch of all time. Yeah. Name patches. O'Houlihan, right? From
Dodgeball.
From Dodgeball.
Yep, patches, yep. I'm dependent on your son.
Name patches. The one that's on the famous Raider.
Yeah. Buccaneer
logo. Oh yeah. Name a patch. Patches.
One-eyed Willie. He had a patch.
One-eyed Willie. That's nice. Yeah.
Greatest patch ever.
Nick Fury wears an eye patch.
That's true.
All of it. Escape from New York.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Please.
Yeah.
All of it.
Snake Plissken.
All of it.
Didn't Robin Williams have a movie?
Yes,
Patch.
Dr. Pat, right?
Patch Adams.
Patch Adams,
yeah.
Greatest patch ever. Go get Otani if that's where you got it.
$20 million.
And
how?
I'm sorry to question.
That's like, you know, a third of the cost.
A third of the cost.
You know, you're
put
right
a patch on
a patch.
It. That's half.
Boom.
Maybe even half. If you sell them on
add
stuff.
Add a patch on the other arm now.
Fantastic. Love the patch. Thank you, Jose, for pointing out. Pat, if the patch is for Otani, great. If it's not, I hate it.
Guys, we're at a dead heat on the Twitter poll. I put it up.
Yeah, like literally.
Over 3,000 votes now.
Yeah, I hit it.
I don't know who, man. Would you rather own the Cowboys or the Yankees?
You know, some of these responses are so ridiculous, though.
How are you seeing it?
I'm on the show Twitter.
Oh.
Cowboys, 50.4%. Yankees, 49.6%.
Can you put, by the way, polls on Threads yet?
No idea.
Because won't it be interesting to see if the results are different with the Threads audience and the Twitter audience?
Yeah, maybe.
It's like some of these people are like, I'd buy the Cowboys so I could run the team into the ground. Like, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. You're going to own a team, and then what do you
want? That's what Elon's doing with Twitter.
Yeah, like then you're going to run it into the ground. Are you the Cleveland Indians owner from Major League? Like,
do I need to show you? By the way, everybody's talking about, everyone's talking about, you know, Elon, Steph, and people. We have not been. We're part of a program with Twitter, Rich Eisen Show, ads and whatever. We haven't been paid since April 1st.
April Fools.
Correct. We haven't seen a dime. Surprise. And as a matter of fact, they've stopped showing you how much money you were making. Like, you don't even know. We had to find out. We had to call and find out. And it is cents what we used to make. So don't sit here and say somebody's going to buy the Cowboys just to ruin it. Why would they do that?
Happening in real
time. You could say Twitter was the Cowboys of social media apps.
AT&T Stadium is my house.
He paid a lot more for the Cowboys than the Yankees.
You know?
Combined.
Somebody say that's crazy. Somebody who's insanely rich and, you know, known to be good in business will buy something just to destroy it. Never heard of that.
The other poll is we're in a dead heat.
What's that?
More likely, Del Tufo could score an NHL goalie penalty shot. Rich wins a single point against the number one men's tennis player, Carlos Alcaraz. Team Del Tufo has stormed ahead 52%.
Let me say something.
Team Eisen 48%.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Stop.
I love my
hold on a minute. You know, I have no problem poking fun of myself on this program. You know that, okay? And you know I have no problem when people poke fun of my athletic abilities on this program. But right now, I'm offended.
Seems like you can play some tennis.
I'm offended that people think Mike Del Tufo can lace up, step on an NHL rink, and one-on-one score on a bona fide National Hockey League goalie.
I love
that. And that I would somehow be fortunate enough to find myself on the same court. And, you know, Alcaraz can choose his surface. I just said those words. And after, in a three-set whitewashing, I'm sure, I couldn't get a single point. That offends me. I'm offended. Remember that guy who once tweeted out that, you know, he went to that hotel in Ann Arbor, what's the name of it? The Graduate Hotel there where they give out keys with photographs of alums. Yeah. We went there when we were...
We did. We stayed there.
Did you get a Rich Eisen key when we were there?
I did not get a Rich Eisen key.
It was on your key?
I forget. Hold on. Let me see if I took a picture
of it. Well, at any rate, I'll sometimes get people saying, I just went to this hotel, and it's a photograph of me when I went to school there.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And it's my real signature and my real, like, ID number that I had when I was at Michigan.
Madonna also has one.
Yeah, right. So somebody tweeted out that they got a Desmond Howard key, and that he's a Buckeye fan, was that at this hotel, and he just said, I want a non-athlete. He gave the key back and told the person at the front desk, give me the key whose photograph includes that of a non-athlete, and they handed one to him of me on it.
I mean, well,
and I'm not an athlete. I get it professionally. I want somebody who's unathletic, and they gave a photograph of me. I'm more offended now than I was then.
Are you more offended by this poll result than Brockman being labeled as a celebrity?
This is the
actor.
We are absolutely approaching that.
I didn't take a picture of my key.
And by the way, Chris may not know, but if SAG-AFTRA goes on strike tonight, part of it is because he's been called an actor.
Does that mean he can't come to work tomorrow?
I may not be at work tomorrow.
That's what they're saying.
They have put it out there.
Is that part of the agreement to an agreement?
There needs to be an agreement to an agreement. There's a side agreement that they're going to make with the studios that Chris Brockman may no longer be referred to as an actor anywhere.
Anywhere.
By the way, even then, with all of this, I'm still more offended by this. Thanks for watching this show, everybody. Look at me, Emilio Nastasi. Richie
Borg.